This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We'll start off this morning by checking in with Mike Hamilton for our weekly hay auction review. Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction was held on Saturday, and there's only a few more auctions left for the season.
April 9th will be our last sale, so it looks like we're going to have about three more auctions for the season. So if anybody out there has got hay they're needing to move or needing to get some, they got about three more chances to do it. On with the markets here. We had a nice run of small squares, 1,470 bales. We had 130 bales of alfalfa. Is in a price range from 550 to a top of 710. We had 350 bales of alfalfa grass mix from $3 to $5.10. Ended up with 650 bales of just mixed grass, and at some low end at 250, and we had some good hay at $5 per bale. Ended up with 340 bales of straw, and it was from $3 to a top of $4.10. Round bales, we had 135 bales, and we had, in the alfalfa, there was 15 bales of those, and we had 15 bales at 46, and then we had some really nice hay stored inside at $69 per bale. We had 20 bales of alfalfa grass from 37 to a top of 44. We had 100 bales of just mixed grass from 28 to a top of $52 per bale. In the 3x3x8s, we ended up at 340 of those, and it was primarily all just grass hay from $22 to a top of $45.50. And I would like to mention probably next week we're going to have some real good alfalfa in if there's any dairy guys out there needing some to get them through till they start harvesting.
For questions or more information, you can give Mike a call at 618-410-4293 or visit the auction website at hamiltonhayauction.com. And there's just 1 week remaining to submit nominations for the America's Farmers Mom of the Year contest. The program recognizes the hard work of farm moms in agriculture, and Monsanto's Tracy Mueller encourages everyone to make a nomination.
We are currently accepting nominations, and you have until March 29th to get them in. So there's only 1 week left to tell us about your favorite farm mom. We want to hear from you, so visit americasfarmers.com and submit your nomination.
Even if you've nominated your favorite farm mom in the past, you can still nominate her again this year.
So if you submitted an entry in the past and your farm mom didn't win, please nominate her again. In fact, last year, our 2015 Southeast Mom of the Year, Megan Seibel, she was nominated by her daughter three times. And finally, third time was a charm, and we are so glad we found her.
Farm moms who are nominated could win up to $10,000. Tracy explains how to make your nomination online.
Anyone who is a farm mom is eligible. She just has to contribute to the farm, to her family, to the community, and the ag industry as a whole. So visit americasfarmers.com, and under the Farm Mom tab, click the nomination button, and in 300 words or less, talk about how your favorite farm mom contributes to the farm, the family, her community, and the ag industry.
And once again, those nominations must be sent in by March 29th. And to make a nomination, you can visit the website online, americasfarmers.com. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is hosting their annual spring fish sale on April 6th. The fish are scheduled to arrive at the office at 8 a.m., and fish orders can be placed until March 30th. Resource conservationist Chris Reynolds has more.
Yeah, we've got our annual fish sale coming up on April 6th. It's going to be at 8 a.m. is when the truck is going to get there. We'll be taking orders up until March 30th. You can access that on our website at montswcd.com, or you can give us a call at 532-3610 extension 3, or email us, get a hold of us, and get an order form to get those in. It's kind of a service that we provide for people here in the county. Our fish sales have been pretty successful over the year. We've had to go to having a spring and a fall fish sale just because our numbers have increased so much. Our current fish supplier bags all of the fish except for the larger catfish, so that makes it pretty convenient. You don't have to bring a lot of pond water or things like that for this fish sale unless you're getting those 8 to 10 inch catfish.
And I know probably the same varieties as offered before, but what fish are available for order?
Yeah, we've got, we're going to have the catfish, largemouth bass, black crappie are available in a bag, 100 per bag. The bluegill, a couple different sizes of bluegill, hybrid sunfish, and red ear. And we also have the fathead minnows available and the triploid grass carp. If you've got some aquatic vegetation that you're trying to take care of, those work pretty good for that. So we have a lot of those, all those available. Albino catfish are also another one that we've started offering the last few years that are kind of a favorite of some folks as well. So a lot of different sizes. You know, check out the order form and give us a call if you have any questions. We'd be happy to offer assistance on stocking rates as well. If you have some questions on for new ponds or existing ponds that maybe you're wanting to look at putting some more fish in, we can kind of give you an idea of how many you would need.
Chris Reynolds with the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District. And again, they are accepting those fish orders until March 30th. Last but not least this morning, congratulations to our pork certificate giveaway contest winners. The following listeners have won two $5 certificates to be used at a grocer or locker for the purchase of pork products. And we have Robert Henze, Rich Henry, Ruline Kucher, Cheryl Woodson, Glenda Smoot and Mickey Smoot, Cheryl Frericks, Kathy Kreger, Linda Stead, and Henry Fay. And a big thank you to our friends at the Mid-Illinois Pork Producers Group for donating those certificates. And once again, congratulations to our 10 winners of the Pork Certificate Giveaway Contest. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.